Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Good morning to you. How are you doing?
Yeah, good on you, Howard.
I'm good, but I'm worried about this, I must tell you. You know, I spend so much time worrying about the mental health of fellow South Africans and how we need a break and how South Africans just are dealing with one layer of stress upon another. An increased fuel price in November, a significant one.
Yeah, it's not only significant, it's massive. You know, when we look at the numbers, they're telling us that we could be staring down the barrel of a rand increase to petrol and a rand 42 to diesel. And you're absolutely correct. I think people are already financially strained. People are obviously financially stressed. And this is not going to make that situation any easier. If you're living up in Gauteng, you're currently paying 18 rand 50 a litre of petrol for 95. If this comes through, you're looking at a price of around 19 rand 30 a litre. It's not very far off 20 rand, which we think could happen if the international prices of oil continue to rise the way they are. Added to all of this, the price of diesel is going up, and that's an input cost in the manufacturing sector, in the transport sector, in the agricultural sector. And when those prices go, when those input costs go up, then obviously all of the prices of the services and goods that they are involved in go up as well. Which means that, you know, not only are motorists going to be faced with increased fuel prices, but everything else is going to become more expensive.
The impact is absolutely horrendous. And when is this expected to happen?
So the first, the fuel price is adjusted on the first Wednesday of every month. And the official price, which is announced by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, is made about 2 or 3 days before the end of the month. So we should get some indication towards the end of October of what the price is going to be for November. And like I say, the first Wednesday of November is when the price is adjusted.
Right. And if somebody's, let's say, driving down to Cape Town or driving to Durban, what is going to be the impact of this kind of an increase?
Well, I mean, look, you know, first of all, you're going to fuel up in Johannesburg, and you're going to feel that increase. You know, you're going to pay maybe, you know, 50 or 60 rand, more for your tank of petrol, than you were, you know, the previous month. On the way down, you may get fuel at a cheaper rate because we know that the coastal prices are cheaper than they are in Gauteng, but it's just going to be a lot more expensive to actually make that trip. And we know that the toll fees along the way have increased as well in March. So, you know, the cost of that journey is going to be a lot more. And it's very important, and I think it's a good point you raise, Howard, that people understand it and budget properly for it. You know, make sure you've got enough money to fill that tank, to get you down, and obviously to get you back up again.
Is this a time maybe that the state levy can be adjusted or should be adjusted?
Look, I think we've said that the slate levy should be. I mean, it's a very difficult concept to get your head around, but essentially what the slate levy is you know, it funds the slate fund, you know, which can be used if prices are going out of whack. And we're thinking that maybe this is a good time to actually invoke that. Whether that's going to happen or not, we need to see. Obviously, we're waiting as much as anybody to see what the DMRE announces at the end of the month going into November. All of these things, I think, at the moment are a little up in the air. What we know is that fuel, based on the numbers we've seen, should be more expensive going into November.
One of our listeners saying, well, just drive better and you can save a lot of petrol. Does it make a big difference?
Look, your driving is certainly going to make a difference on the consumption. You've got to drive at obviously an even pace, you know, using your air conditioner is going to use more fuel. Towing something is going to use more fuel. You've got to drive carefully. If you're going to be in stop-start traffic, you're obviously going to be using a lot more fuel than if you're driving at an even speed on a long road. So it will make a difference, certainly. But again, if you're using your car every day to get to and from work, I think the change that you're going to make would be nominal, unless if you can work, you know, at hours where you don't have to encounter a lot of traffic. So early in the morning or late in the afternoon, you leave at different times so you don't get that heavy traffic, it will certainly make a difference.
And of course, many people also still working remotely. I would imagine that this is just going to push or encourage people to continue doing that even more so.
Yes, I do think so. I think people who are working remotely and who are able to work remotely will certainly benefit in the sense that they won't have these huge monthly fuel expenses.
A fascinating conversation. Carol Z says the government is touching the hot wire at R1 and then it'll be kind and announce less than that at Christmas as a gift. Because the fuel price really does, it's one of those things that really does impact on us emotionally, doesn't it?
I think it certainly does. And I think, when you cross over a certain barrier like R19 or R20, it has an impact on your stress levels and on your mental state. So yes, I agree with that sentiment.
And that to me is a very big concern. Gail says, was it in the 1980s when we had to drive at 60 kilometers to save petrol? I don't know. I wasn't much of a driver back then. I don't know. Have we had those kinds of extreme restrictions?
Not to my knowledge, but again, that may predate me, but I know that there are various tips and tricks that people employ when, fuel becomes scarce and or becomes very expensive, and this may be one of those situations.